The Last City Watchwoman. At the end of the 18th century, when the bell tower of the Maribor Cathedral was giving the appearance it has today, a small apartment was fixed up on top as well. From that day on, all the way until 1933, the city had fire watchmen, keeping a vigilant eye over it 24 hours a day. According to a urban legend, these were actually watchwomen, as men were said to be too often tempted by the smell of beer emanating from nearby pubs and breweries. But as it is usually the case with urban legends, this one isn't true either. It is true, however, that the last watchman truly was a watchwoman, Antonia Weiss. After the death of her husband, a dutiful fireman himself, Antonia became a fireman assistant and, after 6 years, upon a suggestion of the fire brigade, she took over service on the tower from her grandfather, Peter Weiss, who had become too old for the job of a city watchman. She shared a small apartment with her daughter and her niece, and all three of them took turns doing one of the most important jobs in the city. Every quarter of an hour, I have to look all the way around the tower, and they control it if I do it. I need to closely inspect any suspicious smoke, lest it be a sign of fire. And at night, I inspect anything that shines. If I think it is suspicious, I call the fire brigade immediately. Years ago, I was also allowed to ring the bell. Today, I only do it if it is requested by the fire squad if there is a major fire, she told the Maribor newspaper Jutro at the end of 1931. During the winter months, life at the tower was even harder than usual. The cold apartment had to be heavily heated using firewood, and the tenants had to haul every single piece of wood up the 154 stairs. Luckily, the apartment already had plumbing at the time, otherwise they would have to carry water to the top as well. Aside from her daughter and niece, Antonia kept the company of Hanzik, the canary. Sitting in the cage by the window, the bird had a view over the Drava Valley and trilled happily in the spring, while he was reportedly rather silent in the winter months. Occasional visitors to the tower, who climbed on top for a beautiful view, were more of a nuisance than a welcome company for Antonia. Those who come are sometimes quite strange. They smoke cigarettes in spite of the ban and leave garbage on the stairs. Some ring the bell, call for the key, but when they get it, they laugh and disappear. I've been cheated and fooled that way many times. As for children, I don't like letting them up the tower because they can get hurt on the stairs. Contributions to go up and see the view are voluntary, but many people take it as if they don't need to give me anything at all. I used to become 2 pence before. There you have it, nothing but expenses with visitors. And yet, I have to clean the stairs 4 times a year, which takes a lot of effort. In 1931, Antonia spotted 17 fires from the tower, most of them small. One of the factories in Tesno, the textile factory Doctor & Associate in Studenci, as well as a factory in Rusek, caught fire on her watch as well. This was Antonia's total balance since she took the job. 1924, 10 fires. 1925, 33 fires. 1926, 26 fires. 1927, 14 fires. And 1930, 10 fires. At the end of each year, the city watchers rung in the new year in a very special way, by ringing the bell. On New Year's Eve, we start ringing the bell before midnight and count the strikes to match the days of the new year. This year, we will count 366, because it is a leap year. Then I will make a silent wish for divine providence to watch over Maribor, just like the script on the big bell says. Over Maribor, the sunny days would shine clearly in a glow as bright as gold, she said in December. Antonia's position was terminated by the authorities in 1933, causing her to lose not only her job, but the bell tower apartment as well. She asked the city council for help, and despite the fact that she was 18 months of service short to be given the right to receive financial aid from the fund supporting city workers, their widows and orphans, she was granted 150 dinars a month in aid. The last known address of Antonia Weiss was 7 Slomšek Square, in the house of the city parish. The last city watchwoman died on 20th of May, 1962.